Hi, it's Abby again, and I'm with Sam, and we are talking about a track that we were in earlier, which is called Social Media Circus, which was all about using social media for recruitment and things. Now, Sam, you run... He's just dropped his umbrella. You run Twitter Job Search, yeah?
That's correct, yes. I look after the commercial opportunities on our site, known as affectionately as Twitter Job Search. Its URL is twitjobsearch.com.
Excellent plug there. And so the Social Media Circus track that we're in, what did you find interesting about that?
What I found interesting about it was a point raised by Andy Hepworth at the track regarding looking at your social media footprint and how or what things could be employed to help improve one's social media footprint.
And you're talking about candidates here, yeah?
For candidates and also for recruiters as well.
Right, okay. So how does Twitter Job Search work then on that front?
On that front, from a candidate's perspective, it helps a candidate find jobs fast and effectively. It cuts through the noise to find relevant tweets that pertain to a job opportunity.
So it's basically trawling tweets to find certain keywords associated with what jobs are available, yeah?
Potentially, yes, but it also validates it by going back on the link to make sure that it's a real job.
Yeah, okay. So do candidates literally just follow your Twitter account, or how does it work?
No, it's a website itself, so what they actually do, it's a search engine, so they go onto it and enter their search criteria, so it can be quite generic, like a nursing opportunity or a marketing opportunity, but also they should enter a location, like marketing opportunity in London or marketing opportunity in New York, wherever it is. It then will troll through Twitter very quickly and then provide tweets based on that search criteria.
Right, okay.
So it just basically whittles down the volume of noise. Currently there's about 1 million jobs on Twitter, Basically it finds live jobs in an easier, quicker fashion to help a job seeker or candidate find the right opportunity.
Okay, and so from the other tracks that you've been in today, mm-hmm. have you picked up anything else that you're taking away with you that you're going to look into?
Yeah, from obviously I mentioned about the candidate kind of experience and what's the benefit for that candidate. Mm. For a recruiter, what I thought was pertinent was the development of their or growth of their social media footprint.
Yeah.
What we can do is because they're over, for instance, because we work with Twitter, there's 165 million accounts. One account is sat within that backdrop. So what we can do is potentially, if they're working with us, help raise its profile, help raise the opportunities for their jobs to be seen. So it basically grows and maintains momentum for them if they're using Twitter as a recruiting channel.
Right. And how, just the last thing, there's been a lot of talk today about how grads aren't really getting into LinkedIn, aren't really getting into Twitter, etc., for job search. Are you going to do anything about that?
We are working, funny enough actually, I have a number of conversations with a few of the graduate job boards to help them basically grow their social media footprints, to how better use their Twitter accounts, how better to flag up their Twitter accounts to that demographic. But also at the same time, it's again speaking with the graduates themselves or one of the graduate kind of community groups and so forth to say, this is how you could find work within Twitter quick and effectively.
Great. Okay, wonderful. That's great. Thanks
Thank
a lot for your
much,
time,
Abby.
Sam.
No,
cheers.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye.